I call this meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee to order and note for the record that a quorum is present. Thank you, members, for getting here so we could get going for what will be our last meeting, I think, of the legislative session for the Ways and Means Committee. And so our first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from Monday, May 3rd, 2023. Vice Chair Edelson, can I get a motion?
So moved.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approval of the minutes, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are adopted. So our only bill on the calendar for today is House File 3288, Representative Frederick, the claims bill. You can, as you make your way to the testifier table, I will move that House File 3288 be placed on the general register. So welcome to the committee, Representative Frederick. And you have an amendment, the A23-0147, which gets the bill in the shape you need it to present it today. So I will move the amendment. Any discussion to the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. So to your bill as amended, Representative Frederick.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. The bill was pretty brief this year. We wanted to make sure we did some cleanup from, it's a small one, yep. We wanted to do some cleanup from last biennium, so we wanted this to, we met briefly last week and got this bill together so we could at least get something passed this year. You will see that it has three exoneration claims and three personal injury claims. I don't know how much the committee wants me to go into detail on any of it, but happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Representative Frederick. And did you want to just touch on the fiscal part too? I know we have it in our spreadsheet. We have a, or if staff wanted to just mention the spending, that would maybe be about all we would need for the individual claims part of it. So welcome to the committee. Please introduce yourself for the record and proceed.
Thank you, Chair Olson. Jason Keenley, for the record, Assistant Deputy Revisor and Co-Counsel to the Subcommittee on Claims. The total appropriation in the bill is $1,157,068.32. We don't do round numbers when we're appropriating to individuals for the claims. I know this committee prefers round numbers, but this is one instance where we don't.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion to the bill? Seeing none, any Representative Novotny.
Thank you. Chair and Representative, on the case of Terrell James Buckner, how did we get from him having multiple convictions for being a sexual predatory offender to having that be determined not to be appropriate?
Representative Frederick.
Happy to turn it over to
all right, Mr. Keenley, and we can discuss a bit into it, but we also are here for the financial part of the claims. This was heard more substantively in the claims subcommittee as well. But Mr. Keenley.
Chair Olson, Representative Novotny, the determination happened when the claimant was released on a unrelated conviction. And at that point, the Department of Corrections determined that a prior Wisconsin conviction should have been treated as requiring registration in the state of Minnesota. So the claimant here was then pleaded guilty three times to failure to register. And then it was procedurally went back to the courts, and then the courts reversed that opinion through an opinion, said that he should never have been required to register. And so at that point, then he filed three different claims, which were consolidated at the Supreme Court level for compensation for those convictions, those prior convictions.
Representative Novotny.
Thank you, Chair.
Any further discussion to the bill? Final word, Representative Frederick.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I appreciate the committee's support.
Seeing none, Seeing no further discussion, I renew my motion that House File 3288 as amended be placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no.
No.
The motion prevails and House File 3288 as amended has been placed on the General Register. So thank you, Representative Frederick. And we have no further business, but there's like no one here right now, but I do want to say, I should have done this on a busy budget bill. Like, thank you to the staff. We hit the ground running on like week one. Usually there's, I think it was the second week, we already started hearing bills with the tax conformity. So I want to say thank you to our phenomenal staff with Colby Sullivan, Emily Adrians, Leah Killian, Owen Worth. We had great pages, Tom and Cassie, and I see you back there, but I don't remember your name, but you're great, and you've been very helpful. And to Lead Garofalo, who's been an excellent partner in making sure we run an efficient meeting together, and have appreciated his thoughtful consideration of a number of things, and Vice Chair Edelson, who has been a great partner in the work. And so just want to say thank you for everybody. And also, this is a committee that a lot of work happens outside of the committee, especially with the staff. They were here. Emily Adrians was here all weekend, our staff. And so this is a lot happens behind the scenes, too, to make sure that we're running a tight state budget in terms of how we're thinking about the bills we're putting together. And our staff has done a phenomenal job at that. So with that, I just want to say thank you, everybody, and we likely won't be meeting again until next session. So with that, we are adjourned.